Today we're veering sharply from Rabbi Willig. I'm not going straight in Rabbi Willig's sefer, and we're just. But he had the main mar makamos that were important to see, so we stuck with those makaros. But we're going to start the discussion. I don't know, maybe finish it. We'll see how far we get about kli rishon, kli sheni, kli shlishi, ire kli rishon, ire kli sheni, and the ramifications of that in halacha. So let's start. We're going to go in order. Not exactly in order. We're going to discuss kli rishon, then kli sheni, and then try to figure out the in-between, the iroi kli rishon. And then once we do that, then we'll discuss whether another in-between situation, which is a ladle, a kaf, that's stuck into a kli rishon, and then we'll discuss iroi kli sheni, and then kli shlishi, and then maybe we'll discuss some practical ramifications as far as making tea and coffee on Shabbos. Good? Sounds like a plan? Okay, good. So let's get started. Kli rishon, in general, is considered to have the koach to be mevashel, right? That is a beferisha mishnah. If you look in the mishnah on daf mem beis amud aleph at the very bottom of the page, the mishnah tells us the ilfis vahakadeira shehiviron merotchin lo yitin l'tochen tavlin. If you have a pot that you've taken off of the fire, you're not allowed to put spices into that pot. Rashi says Misha Techshach, after Shabbos begins, the Kli Rishon calls man sheroteach mevashel, that as long as a Kli Rishon is still hot, it's able to be mevashel whatever you put into it, and therefore it's a violation of Bishul on Shabbos to put food in a Kli Rishon. Now, the Mishnah is talking about a Kli Rishon that has been removed from the fire. A Kli Rishon, because we're talking about that it's on Shabbos by the time you're putting something in it. So it's Sheheviru, that you've already taken it off of the fire. That's what we call a Kli Rishon Shalo Al Gabei Ha'esh. Now, is there a difference between a Kli Rishon when it's on the fire versus a Kli Rishon that's already removed from the fire?
Like water.
What do you mean, like water? So now Kli Rishon Al Gabei Eish, there's mamish nothing to talk about. Right? Kli Rishon Al Gabei Eish is the very definition of Bishul. If you have a pot on the fire, putting anything in there is Bishul Daraisa, right? That's how Bishul works. So that's there's nothing to talk about. And it doesn't matter if you're putting the toughest kind of meat that it's impossible to cook, and that's how you cook it. You cook it in a Kli Rishon Al Gabei Eish. So that's obviously Bishul Daraisa, no matter the type of food, no matter anything else. Even a Kli Rishon Shalo Al Gabei Eish, that's what the Mishnah is talking about, you're not allowed to put tavlin in because the tavlin has the ability to be mevashel. However, the Gemara on Mem Beis Amud Beis tells us that this is not true of everything. So the Gemara tells us, the Gemara says that we might as well. Savar Rav Yosef Lemeimar, about 7 lines into the Gemara. Savar Rav Yosef Lemeimar, melach harehu ketavlin, that salt is just like a spice. The bekli rishon b'sheila, bekli sheni lo b'sheila, that it would be cooked in a kli rishon, but not in a kli sheni. Amle Abaye, Tani Rav Chiya, melach eino ketavlin. The bekli sheni nami b'sheila, that melach it would even be cooked in a kli sheni. It cooks more easily than tavlin, than spices. Upliga the Rav Nachman, dam Rav Nachman, sricha milcha b'shula kibisra detura. And this is against Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman says, no, salt is not more easily cooked than tavlin. Salt, it's harder to cook salt than tavlin. How hard is it to cook salt? Salt requires as much cooking as bisra detura. What's bisra detura? Yeah, ox meat, meaning some very tough kind of meat that's not easy to cook. So those few lines of Gemara already give us so much in terms of defining different types of food. Right, one thing we see very clearly, that if you were to define where tavlin can and cannot be cooked, what would you say? Tavlin. What do we say about tavlin? That tavlin, for sure, in a kli rishon, gets cooked, right? In a kli sheni, does not get cooked, right? Because in the Mishnah it said that on the top of the page, the Mishnah said, avol nosinu l'tocha karo, l'tocha tamchui, you're allowed to put tavlin in a kli sheni. So tavlin, we know, will not get cooked in a kli sheni. It's mutter to put it in a kli sheni. That we know. Right? But it's aser to put it in a kli rishon because it will get cooked in a kli rishon. Bisra detura, ox meat. What do we know about that? That it certainly will not get cooked in a kli sheni. Right? It's very, very difficult to cook ox meat. Right? And what do we know about melach, about salt? That it's a machlokas, and it ranges across the board. That it could be that it's more easy to cook than tavlin, and it will even cook in a kli sheni. Or it could be that no, will only cook in a kli rishon. Well, wait a second. If Gemara said, wait a second. If melach and bisra detura are so hard to cook that they're worse than tavlin, it's not worse, better, however you want to say it. That it takes more to cook ox meat than it takes to cook tavlin. And tavlin only cooks in a kli rishon, not in a kli sheni. What would that tell you about ox meat? I mean, here we have on the one hand we have things that can cook even in a kli sheni, which potentially salt might be one of those things that cook even in a kli sheni. Then above that you have tavlin. Tavlin will not get cooked in a kli sheni, but yes in a kli rishon. Then above that you have bisra detura. Bisra detura, where would that lead you? Maybe not even in a kli rishon, that bisra detura. So the Gemara says bisra detura seems to be that it's not even cooked in a kli rishon, as obviously as long as it's shelo al gabe ha'esh. A kli rishon al gabe ha'esh, like we said, of course it will be cooked in. If you look in the Mishnah Brura, let's keep our Mishnah Brura's handy for the duration of the shir. So we're going to be running around Siman Shin Yud Ches a lot. So if you look in the Mishnah Brura in Siman Shin Yud Ches, Sif Katan Samach Tes. So it's going on the line in Shulchan Aruch where the Shulchan Aruch says that Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Tes Kli Risha Afilu La'achar She'viru Me'al Eish Mevashel Kol Zman She'yatzel Ledesbo. A Kli Risha, even if it's off the fire, has the full capacity to cook as long as it's still hot. Lufichach Asur Litin L'tocho Tavlin. That's why you cannot put Tavlin in a Kli Risha. Aval melach mutalit in the tocho kiven sheviru me'al ha'esh. But you're allowed to put salt in a kli rishon once the kli rishon is off the fire. Why can you put salt in a kli rishon once the kli rishon is off the fire? Ditzricha milcha bishula kibisra de Torah. Because it's just like ox meat. And ox meat, you could even put in a kli rishon. The yesh misha also losses l'toch kli zeh basar maluach afilu hu shel shor. But some say bisra detura is asur, that you're not even allowed to put ox meat in a kli rishon. And if you look in the Mishnah Brura, shelshor dinihida basar eino mispashel. Mishnah Brura says why? Why would anyone say it's asur? The Gemara just said that it's mutter, right? The Gemara said that it's more difficult to cook ox meat than it is to cook tavlin, and tavlin only gets cooked in a kli rishon. So it must be that ox meat only gets cooked in a kli rishon gabeish. And a kli rishon that's not on the fire, ox meat will not get cooked on. So who's the guy that says that it's aser? Why on earth would it be aser to put ox meat, bisra de Torah, in a kli rishon? So says the Mishnah Brura, dinihida basarena mispashel, it's not going to get cooked in a kli rishon, but halachluchis shabo mispashel. Quotes from the Torah that what? What's going to happen? There's some moisture in there. There's some juices. So the meat itself is not going to get cooked in the kli rishon. But there may be juices in the meat that will get cooked in the kli rishon. Yeah.
Also, can we say next to bishul? Like,
it
just looks wrong?
That would be derabanan. We're still within bishul d'araisa over here. Right? This is all on the d'araisa level.
And also, my lover said that salt won't be cooked even if we did. Is that the makor for kana bishul?
Well, the one of them, according to the Gemara, is going to say more explicitly. Yeah.
That
if it's salted, no, there's still moisture. The assumption is not totally dry. There's still moisture in there. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Torah. What?
Why is it not like...
It's not grama, you're cooking. No, you want to cook everything, the whole thing. So that's it's included in what you're trying to cook. Plus it's psikresha, yeah. Now, so what did the Shulchan Aruch pass me about salt? That what are you allowed to do with salt? What did the Shulchan Aruch say? Right, so the Shulchan Aruch said, melech, you're allowed to put into a kli rishon. Right, as long as it's lo al gabei esh, as long as it's not on the fire. So it's just important to realize that our salt, you could probably put in a kli rishon even al gabei esh. Why? It's pre-cooked. Our salt is all pre-cooked. He's talking about the kosher salt. You ever seen the, they sell kosher salt. Kosher salt doesn't mean that the la afuke table salt, which is not kosher. It means kosher rising salt. The salt that they use to kasher, you know, to draw the dam out of animals. So the kosher raw, the raw, you know, thick salt, that's what the Shulchan Aruch was talking about. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah, I think, says this. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Ma'ayin Aleph B'yeshosim. Yeah, the Gemara Ikatrei Lishni B'zeh. The Gemara is two Lishonos about this. We already saw that, right? The Lishna Basra Havi Melech Lekula. The second Lashon says that we can be mekel with salt. The Kashul is Bashon Kibisra to Torah, because it's as challenging to cook salt as it is to cook ox meat. And that's why you're allowed to put salt even in a kli rishon as long as it's not on the fire. But the first lashon, the Gemara said, no, salt, you have to be super machmir, that even in a kli sheni it's a problem. We paskin, most poskim say like the second lashon, el mipnei sheyesh machmir, and l'chein kasav da machmir tavolav bracha. But because there are machmirim, so we say a machmir tavol of bracha. Meaning, since it's 2 days in the Gemara, and even though really, 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 we paskin lekula, it's a nice thing to be machmir for the other day. Vahani mili b'melach shechofrin, aval melach sheosin mimayim shemevashlin osam. If the salt is made by taking salt water, cooking it so that the water gets dehydrated, and all you're left with is salt. Ein bo mishum bishul l'kuli alma. Then there's no bishul, ein bishul achar bishul. Because then we go back to ein bishul achar bishul. And then he says, v'chein b'tzukar mutter mehai taim elitno b'kli rishol ma'achar shavirum min ha'esh v'yesh m'fak b'kim b'zeh v'tov lizar m'kli rishol l'chanchila. And that's why, that's the kula with sugar as well. Why does it say only when it's off the fire? I would think even if it's on the fire, ein bishul achar bishul. I don't know. But anyway, so when it comes to our salt, there's not even a machmir tavol of bracha. You can put salt in a kli rishon. So lemaisa, your mother's about to serve the soup on Friday night, and she tastes the soup before she serves it and realizes that it needs a lot more salt. So she can pour the salt directly into the soup pot in order to salt it. You don't have to wait till it gets into your bowl where each of you could salt it. She can actually add the salt. What about other spices, based on the simple reading of Shulchan Aruch? What about other spices? Can she put the other spice? Let's say it needs more pepper, it needs more, I don't know what other spices there are that they would put in. What would you say? What about other spices? It would seem no good, right? Because we said tavlin, that's beferish in the Gemara, that's the Mishnah, that tavlin cannot be put in a kli rishon. Right, tavlin probably put in a kli sheni. We'll see that our tavlin may not be the same, but that's the simple reading of the Mishnah, is that tavlin absolutely not. Yeah. Yeah. What did he say? Meaning it's a drabanan, but what if it's garafakatum? What if you have a bleth or something like that? So then it's not Mexican vashel, no? It'll still be Mexican vashel. What if it's on a hot plate? Well, okay, we're not able to have these conversations yet because we need to learn those sukkis. Right, okay. Yes. Yeah, that's also a good point. Tosfos says beferish that there is no Mexican mevashel on tavlin. that if the whole concern is Mexican vashel, Tavlin doesn't have Mexican vashel. Why? Because when you put spices into a pot of soup, no one says, oh, look how he's cooking those spices. No, look how he's flavoring that food. It's not, you're not being mevashel the spices. Where does Tos say that? Lamites Amid Aleph, right? If I remember correctly. If you look on Lamites Amid Aleph, right, Tosos, Kol Shabbat V'Chavim Milfnei Hashem, we're going to have to see this Tosos anyway, so you might as well take a look at it together now. So what do the Gemaras say? That anything that's ba bechamin milifnei Shabbos, shorin osa bechamin b'Shabbos. Right? That's what the Gemara said. Anything that was put in boiling water before Shabbos, you're allowed to soak in hot water on Shabbos. Says Tosfos, pirish, shenis basha legamri. Anything that's been fully cooked before Shabbos, you're allowed to soak in the kli rishon on Shabbos. Can barish come on berach Shabbos? Can go in Tarnagolas to Rabbi Abba. Shorin osa bechamin afilu bekli rishon. Right, what's it saying? If you have a fully cooked food, you're allowed to put it even in kli rishon. Why? Ein bishalach harbishal. And then the next line of Gemara said, v'kol shalo b'bechamin lifnei Shabbos. Anything that was not put in a kli rishon, that was not cooked before Shabbos, madichin osa bechamin b'Shabbos. You're allowed to at least rinse it with hot water on Shabbos, says Tosfos. V'kol shalo madichin osa lepirush rashba de mefarish di iroi kikli sheni asi shapir. If you assume like the Rashba that pouring out of a kli rishon has the same din as a kli sheni, I understand why you're allowed to pour hot water out of a kli rishon onto uncooked food. Why could you pour hot water onto uncooked food according to the Rashba? Kli sheni is not mevashel. So asi shapir, that works great. Hacha de'in shorin oso b'kli rishon. You can't put it into a kli rishon because it's uncooked food. Avol madich noso mi kli rishon derech irun. But you can pour it from a kli rishon derech irun by pouring it, because that makes it a kli sheni. Aval lepirish Rabbeinu Tam. But if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, dimifarish di iroyavi ki kli rishon, who holds that pouring out of a kli rishon is the same thing as a kli rishon, so what's going to be the problem? How could the Gemara say an uncooked food? You're allowed to pour something out of a kli rishon onto an uncooked food? Isn't that mevashel according to Rabbeinu Tam? Al korch madich noso mi kli sheni ka'amar. Well, when the Gemara says you're allowed to pour hot water onto uncooked food, it means what? From a kli sheni, not from a kli rishon. Vim kein, but if that's the case, I have another problem. Ma'ir yamadichin, afilu shorinami. Uncooked food, you're not only allowed to pour from a kli sheni onto uncooked food, you know what you could do with uncooked food? You could put it in a kli sheni. You pour hot water out of your urn into a large container. You don't have to just take from that container and pour over uncooked food. You can put the uncooked food into that container. So why does the Gemara only say madichin? You can pour from that container. Va'omari da afilu b'kli sheni ein shorin. Va'hovil da mayim chamin mechsi kimevashel. That even in a kli sheni, we have to be concerned that it looks like you're cooking. But when you pour, it doesn't look like cooking. Meaning, what's Tosa saying? Kli sheni does not have the capacity to be mevashel midaraisa. But what does it have the capacity to do? To look like it's cooking. So it's midrabanan. You're not allowed to put something in a kli sheni, raw food in a kli sheni, midrabanan, because it looks like it's cooking. V'yafel gav ditnan lekaman. Aye, what about our Mishnah? Avon nosin l'tocha koro, l'tocha tamchui. You're allowed to put spices into what? Klisheni. According to what Tosfos just said, you should not be allowed to put spices into klisheni. Why not? Klisheni looks like cooking. So says Tosfos, that's when you're talking about putting raw food into a klisheni. That looks like cooking. Spices? Doesn't look like cooking. Hainu dafka tavlin. When it comes to spices, that's no problem. Shehin asuyin lematek esakadera. It's meant to flavor the pot. V'lo mechsikim evashal. That doesn't look like cooking. And we'll leave out the rest of Tulsa for now. Okay, so what did those tell us? That when it comes to spite, even if you hold that there's an issue of mechzik and mevashel in a klisheni, that's only with foods. But spices could definitely go into a klisheni. Yeah?
We're assuming that the spices are pre-cut.
No! Assuming that they're raw. I mean, we're saying klisheni does not have the capacity to cook. So everything can really go into a klisheni. Yeah. Problem is, anything but spices is mechzik and mevashel. It looks like you're cooking. So, just to summarize, Kli Rishon. Kli Rishon is Asur because it is told us Ha'or, right? It was something that was heated by the fire. So, to cook something in a Kli Rishon is going to be Asur. Kli Rishon al Gabei Ha'esh is the very definition of Bishul. That, there's no heter for anything. That's the very definition of Bishul. Kli Rishon that's not al Gabei Ha'esh, the Mishnah on Membei says, you cannot put Tavlin in it because it will be Mevashel the Tavlin. But the Gemara says that Bisra de Tura, you could put in a Kli Rishon that's no longer on the fire. It's just that we're Machmir. Mishmur says we're Machmir because of the juices inside of the meat. That's why the Shulchan Aruch quotes Yesh Mishomer to be Machmir, because of the juices inside of the meat. Shulchan Aruch in Shin Yud Ches Sif Tes says that Melach is Mutter because Melach, salt, is like Bisra Datura. Right? So we said, okay, but maybe because it's multiple deos in the Gemara, you'd want to be machmir, that salt is maybe a problem as well, but we pointed out, Mishmur pointed out, that for our salt, we're totally okay. For our salt, we're totally okay because it was already mevushal, so ein bishal achar bishal. That is Kli Rishon. Yeah. I would think it's not based on what Tosa said.
What?
Something that's no, meaning when it comes to the daraisa of Bishul. So okay, then you have that machlokas about salt. But I would think that you wouldn't say same thing Tosa said about tavlin. You wouldn't say mechzik and mevashel, something that's meant to flavor a food. If you put ox meat in a Kli Rishon. Shalol Gabeish. Why is it that Tavlin, we were worried about putting in a Kli Sheni, and ox meat not in a Kli Rishon? That's a good question. I don't know. What would Tosa say about that? I don't know.
Would the answer be that you know that it's not going to be able to cook?
Yeah, maybe because it's so obvious that ox meat can't cook. Meaning, what's a Kli Rishon and what's a Kli Sheni? You're not going to be able to tell by looking at it whether something's a Kli Rishon or a Kli Sheni. But what the food that's being put in it is, that you could see.
Yeah, you might not show how to cook when you put it into this.
Right. Meaning, what was the whole Mexican mevashel? That here you are taking some uncooked food and putting it into a kli without water. I can't tell if that kli without water is a kli rishon shalal gabe eish, or it's a kli sheni. There's no way to tell. So that's why it's Mexican mevashel. It looks like you're putting in a kli rishon. But if I see what you're putting in is ox meat, no, I could tell that that's ox meat. And that's therefore not going to be mevashel. Okay, that's Kli Rishon. Kli Rishon, there's not really much to talk about because it's always going to be asur pretty much, except unless you're taking something that's already mevushal, like salt. We generally, we're not taking raw meat and putting, it's not happening. You know, these are not our shailas when it comes to Kli Rishon. Kli Sheni is where things come alive a little bit. So this is a broader discussion that maybe we'll have next week. Whether Mechzik and Mevashel means that anybody's going to think it, or it's an act that looks like Bishul.
I mean, if everyone,
let's say
there's 10 people in my house, they all
say, Mechzik and is not the same as Maris Ha'ayin, is what I'm trying to tell you.
Right.
That it's an act that resembles Bishul. So, yeah.
Where's the real time?
We'll get to Yerik Kli Rishon. We'll get to Yerik Kli Sheni. Right now, let's just get Kli Sheni first. Let's get the rules. So the Gemara on Memem Beis tells us, take a look. We'll see all the, it's good to see all the Gemaras inside. So the Gemara on Memem Beis. Remember when Rabbi Reisman asked us if we're learning Parakira? So now the answer is yes. Up until now we weren't really. But, okay. So the Gemara tells us. Yeah. Amar of Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. The first was on our Shaltinok, where Kol Shaltinok Shaltinok Nichbeis, where we define Yatzel Ledes. So Amar of Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Pamachas Nechnasti Acharebi Lebeis Amerikats. Ubikashti Loniach Lopach Shal Shemen Ba'ambati. I once followed Rebbe into the Beis HaMerchatz, and I wanted to put a jug of oil in the hot bath waters. Va'omrali, tol b'klisheni v'tein. And he said, first take it in a klisheni, then you could put it in. That was his instruction to me. Meaning, take from the bath waters out of the kli rishon that they are in, and instead put them in a klisheni, and then you could put the shemen in. Shema minotlat. We see three things from here, says the Gemara. Shema mina, shemen yesh v'mishum bishul. Number one, that there is an issue of bishul when it comes to shemen. We're not going to get into that right now. Shema mina, klisheni einu mevashem. Second thing we see is that once something's in a klisheni, once boiling water has been transferred to a klisheni, it no longer has the capacity to be mevashem. And we'll leave out the third shema mina as well. But the point is, klisheni, Einu mevashel, right? That's explicit in the Gemara. So one second. So Gemara says klisheni einu mevashel. Here's the question, the million dollar question. How hot is the water in the klisheni? How hot might it be? Maximum. Very, very hot. Well above Yatzel Ledes. I mean, if you take boiling water and you pour it into a klisheni, you know what you have? Water that's just below boiling. Right? You have very, very hot water. Water in a kli rishon is mevashel so long as it is still yad soledes. How much is yad soledes? Let's say 120. Okay, maybe 160. L'chumra, you can say 100. So you can have a kli rishon with water that's 160 degrees. A kli sheni with water that's 190 degrees. And you're going to tell me that the water in the kli rishon has the ability to cook? The 160 degree water in the kli rishon has the ability to cook, and the 190 degree water in the kli sheni doesn't have the ability to cook. It's kind of tough to, like, what's the metzius over here?
Well, the Ashner, the case, well, what is the metzius of the case? Meaning, he's putting a kli into a bath.
You're using the hot waters to warm up this kli of oil.
But again, who cares how many kli when you put the oil in? You're putting it directly
It's not a... Take that bath water and put it into a different kli so that it's kli sheni, then put the jug of oil into it. Let's get there. So now... on the simplest level, the whole concept of cliche is very, very difficult to understand. It could be hotter than a kli rishon. So what do you mean it's not mevashel? So there is an Or Sameach. Was the Or Sameach in the Rambam Kabbalah study? Actually, the Or Sameach in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Tes Halacha Beis says that cliche is a technicality. It's not that the metzius says that it doesn't have the ability to be mevashel. It's technicality similar to bishul b'chama. Right, if you're mevashel b'chama or even betoldos chama, is it bishul d'oraisa? No, it's not bishul d'oraisa. Right, if you're mevashel b'chama or betoldos chama, it's only asamid rabbanan, right? And that's a machlokas, but it's not bishul d'oraisa. Is it not hot enough to cook? It is hot enough to cook, and that's why it's cooking, but it's still not bishul. So he says klisheni is a technicality. Says Yosemech, it's a tolda to tolda. To cook with toldas or with that which was heated by a fire, that's bishul, d'oraisa. But to cook with a tolda of a tolda is not bishul. And once you've transferred it to a kli sheni, it's like a tolda to tolda, and he compares it to koach kocha. That, but when it comes to, where do we have a sugya of kocha versus koach kocha? So by nezikin, by murder, right? By all these. So you have a din of koach kocho. So if something's a secondary koach, it's koach kocho, it's not your maisa, you didn't do it. So over here also, it's similar to koach kocho. Just a moment. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is quoted in Rabbi Ribiat, footnote 61a in Bishul. He rejects this comparison. Reject this comparison for me. Why is this not a tolda de tolda? What does it mean that something is a tolda se'esh? What does it mean to be a tolda se'esh? It was warmed by the fire. By extension, what would a real tolda de tolda be? Something that was warmed by that which was warmed by the fire. Right? So if the water was warmed by the fire, and then the water heated up, I don't know, some food, pick a food.
Steak.
That steak is now a tolda de tolda. So that steak can't cook anything. I get that. That's not what a klisheni is. What's a klisheni? What happens by a klisheni? It's the same water. The water that was heated by the fire is still the water that you're using. It was just transferred into a different kli.
So
you freshened up the water. The kli changed the water, so by moving to a different kli, it freshened it up, and now it became a different water. That's a great chiddush. So Shlomo Zalman Aruch says the simple pshat is that this is the same water. It's not a tolda to tolda. The kli itself is a tolda to tolda. But the kli isn't heating anything. The kli isn't doing the cooking. I, says Rosh Hashanah, you're going to bring me sugyas about using a kli of Avodah Zarah to be mevashel something, and you tell me that the kli is contributing to the cooking, because if the kli weren't there, then all the food would get all over the place. Yeah, that makes sense. And sugyas of Avodah Zarah, is it contributing to, are you getting hana from it? Yes, you're getting hana from it. But is it being mevashel? It's not being mevashel. It's not providing any of the heat. It's to the contrary. What does a kli sheni do? What does a kli actually do? What's it contributing? It's cooling it down. It's not intensifying. It's not providing any heat. Very difficult to understand this Har Sameach. So we need a different approach. But we don't even need an Achron. We don't need an Har Sameach. Tosos on the spot asked the Kasha. Yeah, did you take a look at this Tosos? I don't know if it was in Marim Kamos tonight. Tells us a memem base. Shvem in a klisheni ain't a mevasha. Tema, maishna klisheni mi kli rishon. Why is a klisheni any different than a kli rishon? The iyat soled is afil klisheni nami. Vien yat soled is afil kli rishon nami ain't a mevasha. You should only be asking one question, Tosso says. Is it yat soled this or not? If it's yat soled this, it's mevasha. If it's not yat soled, it's not mevasha. Why are you getting crazy with a kli rishon, klisheni? What difference does it make? It's all about temperature. So Tosus answers. We just have to figure out what he means by this answer. But Tosus answers, Yesh lomar, lefisha kli rishon mitoch sha'amad al ha'or, doch nosav chamin, umachzik chomo zman meruba. Since the kli rishon sat on the fire, the walls of that kli rishon retain heat for a longer period of time. And that's why we say, as long as it's still Yad Soled Espo, it's going to be Asir. Aval Klisheni, Aval Gav Yad Soled Espo Mutter. But once the food is in the Klisheni, once the water is in the Klisheni, even if it's still Yad Soled Espo, it's Mutter. She'ein Dofnos of Chamin, V'Holech Miskare. Because it is actively cooling down. What's he saying?
And they're insulating it. Like the kli rishon is like all the walls are getting so hot. Like the walls are cooking with the liquid or whatever. So it's insulating the hot stuff. Even if you take it off, it's still going to contain the heat. So when you put it to the kli sheni, the what the kli was before you put the water in is going to overtake the water, and now it's going to start cooling from the walls.
But the mitzias is right now, it's still boiling hot in the kli sheni.
But the walls aren't helping that in the sense that the walls are actually.
Yeah, but I'm not cooking in the walls. I'm cooking in the food that's inside of it.
The walls are in the kli rishon. The walls are helping cook it more.
Why does it matter?
Is that the active bishul that you're doing that?
No, the active bishul is in the food. In this, I boiled water. I'm now cooking in that water. What difference does it make whether that water is in the kli rishon, whether it's 160 degree water in a kli rishon or 190 degree water in a kli sheni?
Piece of meat, and you put in a clean mission because the walls are insulated, so it can cook. cook.
So, meaning cooking takes time. Cooking takes time. And yes, right now in the Klisheni it's 190 degrees, and in the Kli Rishon it might be 160. But the Klisheni, whatever's in the Klisheni, is its temperature is in a precipitous decline. It's going down very, very quickly. How do I know it's going down very, very quickly? Because that's the idea of Klisheni, that the coolness of the Kli cools off the liquid that you put in it. So it's going in a very, very quick decline. And because it's going in a very quick decline, it's not going to have time to cook before it dips too low. Before it dips below Yatzeledes. Meaning before that water dips below Yatzeledes, it's not going to have time to cook. That may be true, that the intensity of the heat and the retention of the heat is stronger in a Kli Rishon than in a Kli Sheni. It would turn out, though, that let's say you have something that cooks very quickly. Like what? A tea bag, right? Very quickly. These little tiny tea leaves, how long does it take to cook? They're crushed up in little tiny pieces. So maybe Kli Sheni has the ability to be mbashel, something that cooks very quickly, according to Tosfos. Now, according to the Or Sameach, I don't care how quickly it cooks. It's not about how quickly. It's the fact that it's a tolda to tolda. But the way Tosfos seems to say it, it's about the intensity of the heat. And yes, right now the heat is very high, but it's going down quickly. And by the time it cooks, yeah, but if it cooks very quickly, then you don't have, then you're going to have a problem. Or what if you have a klisheni? What if you have a klisheni where the temperature is not going down very quickly? Like what?
A thermos.
The whole point of a thermos is that it retains the temperature. According to the Or Sameach, doesn't matter. It's a tolda de tolda, so it's fine. But according to Tosfos, at least the simple reading of Tosfos, now you're going to have a problem, even in a klisheni. Because the temperature is not going down very quickly. So that's also. So apparently the determining factor of being mevashel is not just the temperature, but the direction of the temperature. It's like when you're judging Ben Torah, right? It's not where he's at right now. It's direction. Could often, whenever a kid switched into school from another school, you could often tell a lot. There are two boys in the same school. They both just switched in. One of them looks much firmer than the other one. But very often that doesn't stay that way because they're coming from very different directions. And directionally, and not always, obviously sometimes a new beginning is helpful and whatever, and mechazik a person, but very often it's like, oh, that kid came from there. What's he doing here? You know. So sometimes you can tell. I'm sure you've all had friends like that. Yeah.
Rabbi said a few days ago, the Rav was machmir by heated bowls. Caterers use with biscuiters. Why? Because of the
new. Yeah, if you hold like Tosfos, heated bowls is a real problem. If you hold like Yer Sameach, it's not a problem. Although, maybe even according to Yer Sameach, it's a problem. Right? Why? Because the Kli is not a tolda de tolda. The Kli wasn't heated by the soup that you put in. It was preheated in something else. You see? Probably not. No, the Kli is a better predictor of how long it will retain, the food will retain the heat.
Right,
but it's not playing a major role in the bishul itself. It's just when that Kli was on the fire, it's not going to allow the food which is doing the cooking, the water that's doing the cooking, to drop in temperature too quickly. So I don't think so. I don't think he has a problem with the Tosfos. What about Kalei Abishal? So the Gemara Lamatessa Med Aleph says that Kalei Abishal even get cooked in a klisheni. Right? Well, hold off on tea. We'll get to tea. Right? The Gemara tells us on the top of Lamatessa Med Aleph, Kol Shabbat B'chamin Milifnei HaShabbos, anything that was cooked before Shabbos, Sharon Osa B'chamin B'Shabbos. You're allowed to soak in a Kli Rishon on Shabbos. Kol Shalom B'chamin Milifnei HaShabbos, something that was not cooked before Shabbos, madich, and also b'cham b'shabbos, you're allowed to pour hot water on it on Shabbos, and we saw 2 days and told us what that means. But here it comes. Chutz min amaliach yashan v'kul yas ha'ispanin shadachasan zui gemar melachton. Except for certain types of things, Rashi says a dag shekor and tunina, where just pouring hot water on it is the way to cook it fully. Tunina is not a tuna. That just pouring water on it is not the way to cook it. That's disappointing, but is not the way to cook it fully. So the Gemara tells us explicitly that there are certain things that are kalei abishal and can be cooked even without the heat of a kli rishon. If you look in the Mishnah Brura in Sifkat and Lamed Tes, the Siman Shin Yud Ches, everything's in Siman Shin Yud Ches today. So the Mishnah Brura in Sifkat and Lamed Tes, on page Kuf Lamed Hay in the Mishnah Brura, right? So Mishnah Brura says, oh no, this is a long Mishnah Brura. This is the one about tea. Okay, so you know, we're not going to read the whole Mishnah Brura, but the Mishnah Brura tells us that there's such a thing called Kalei Abishal, because that's what he's concerned about tea, so we're not going to get into it right now. Now, the Gemara in Shabbos, over here, so salted fish is Kalei Abishal, right? So what does that mean? Does that mean, Dafka, these items that the Gemara mentioned are Kalei Abishal? Is Kalei Abishal and nothing else? Is there anything else that goes on the list of Kalei Abishal? Now, this is very important to know. I need to know what I could put in the cliché. So I know I'm not allowed to put Kalei Abishal into a cliché because that can cook it. I know I am allowed to put... What do I know for sure I'm allowed to put in a cliché? What?
Oil.
What? Basar d'tur, bisar d'tur, I could even put in a cliché. Well, not really, but... Tavlin. Tavlin's beferish in the Mishnah, right? So are those the exceptions? Are these the exceptions? How do we... Yeah?
So let's see.
So the Rambam in Perek Tes of Hilchos Shabbos is quoted in the Bir Halacha in Dibur Maskil Kulias Hispanis, right here. Right? Quotes a Rambam. Vilav Dafka Elu. Duhu Adin Lechol Kayotze Bazer. Davar Dak Virach Biyoser. It's a very short Bir Halacha. What does he say?
Anything
that seems like Kalei Abishal is Kalei Abishal. Meaning, he does not say everything's Kalei Abishal. What does he say? Something that seems like Kalei Abishal is Kalei Abishal. Something very soft, something flaky, something very, right? Something that seems like should be easily cooked. That's the Shitas HaRambam. The Chidushi Aran, on Daf Lam Tes Amr Alef Masech Shabbos, Tibur Maschul Chutz, says udkavasa bebeitza, an egg. Afal pishein muvushelas kol tzarcha, kiven shi ruuya laochla michayev inish chatas bebishula. It doesn't get fully cooked, but it gets cooked enough to be able to eat it, even with just very little heat. Now, amazingly, if you look in Sif Hei in Shulchan Aruch, what does the Shulchan Aruch add to the list over here of things that you can't put in a cliche? Yesh Misha Omer, we saw the Shulchan Aruch the other day. Yesh Misha Omer, the Dover Shenefo Nitzla, Im Bishla Achar Kach Memashki Yesh Bomishum Bishel, Va'asr Litain Pas Afilu Biklisheni Shayat Zalevisbom. That's quite a chumrah. What does he say? Can't put bread in a klisheni. What's he assuming? That two things. Yesh b'shalach harfiyah and bread is kalei abishal. I mean, even if you want to say bread is kalei abishal, can't you at least be mitzdarif the possibility that it's not? Because, you know, the Gemara never said that it's kalei abishal. So there is at least that possibility that bread is not kalei abishal. Can't you be mitzdarif that with the possibility that ein b'shalach harfiyah? Shulchan says no. You can't put it even in a klisheni. V'yesh matim, but some are matim. Rama says dafkin a klisheni. And some, the Rama says, are mekel even in a kli rishon. Why would they be mekel in a kli rishon? Ein bishalach harafia. V'nogim lizor l'chachil shlolitin pas afilu b'klisheni kol zman sheyatzel adispo. Wow! No challah in your soup? when it's Yad Soledispa.
What does bread being Kali Mishnah mean? Like, how is it easily cooked?
So we're assuming, if you assume Yesh Bishalach Harafiya. Right, right. So that's the discussion we had, that it has a whole different change of taste. You can't measure it by machal ben drusai, obviously, right, or anything like that. But if it does something different to the taste of the bread, right? When you boil bread, that's different. I mean, in the soup, obviously, it tastes different just because of the flavor of the soup. But when you boil bread, it gives it a different taste than when you bake bread. A bagel tastes different, even though a bagel's the other way. It's boiled first and then baked. But it's a different taste than regular bread. Right? Bagels are a different taste than regular bread. What? Is it automatically Kali Abishal? I don't know if that makes it Kali Abishal, because it's just be that there's no Bishal. It's not Bishal. You don't need Bishal. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure, because I don't know that. It could just be the Bishal didn't do anything, because you didn't need Bishal to happen. I'm not sure. Maybe. Maybe that's the salted fish thing that's so close to being edible raw. So what do we have over here? So Chararach and the Ramar Machmir, that bread is Kalei Abishal. Mishbur and Sivkat and Samachay, and Sivkat and Ayin Dalet says, based on the Gemara, Tavlin is definitely not Kalei Abishal. Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted in Shmir Shabbos that our spices are Kalei Abishal, because our spices are very finely ground and they're processed and whatever. It's not talking about the same Tavlin that they had in the Mishnah. So as much as we're saying about Tavlin, he says our Tavlin are Kali Abishal. Yeah?
Is it possible that in the soup example,
that it ends up being so we'll get there in a second as well. Maybe today, maybe not. Now, so there is a big... There are certain things that are definitely not Kali Abishal. Mayim and Shemen, ox meat, right? That's explicit in the Gemara that it's not Kali Abishal. Where does it say explicit that Shemen is not Kali Abishal? Yeah, in the Gemara. He told them, put it in a klisheni, then you can put the pach shemen in it. So you see explicitly that it's not Kalei Abishal. Tiferes Yisrael on the Mishnah says that onion and garlic is definitely not Kalei Abishal, because he's touching up onion and garlic as tavlin, that it's more for flavor than for itself. Did you hear that? Right? It adds a certain flavor to the soup or to the challenge. That's not agreed upon by everybody. That's a suggestion. So there's a big discussion. Do we assume everything is Kalei Abishal until proven otherwise? Or do you assume that, no, there are a couple of things. The Gemara mentioned two things that are Kalei Abishal, and everything else is not Kalei Abishal. Right? So when you read the Gemaras, leaving aside what you've seen in the Achronim, if you got to it and say it, when you read the Gemaras, what's the impression you get? So look at that Gemara again, on the top of, what was it? On the Tesam Aleph. What does the Gemara say? How would you finish off that line? Chutz Mikalei Abishal. What does it say? Chutz from these very highly specific foods. The Pashut reading of the Gemara. You're going to tell me, but it said Dafka Shemen is not Kalei Abishal. No, it didn't. How did Shemen come up? The Maisa Shahaya was the guy wanted to warm up Shemen. So he said, okay, you could do it in a cliche. But he could have asked about anything, and the answer would have been the same. You could do it in a cliche. Simple reading of the Gemara is that things are not Kalei Abishal until you prove otherwise. Right? That's the simple reading of the Gemara. And that's the Shita of Chazanish. Chazanish holds that things are not Kalei Abishal until proven otherwise. Chazanish and Simon Nun Beis of Kat Yud Ches. However, the Chazanish says that if something is beyond Yad Soledes, it's Yad Nichves Bo, then even in the Klisheni, it's Mevashal everything. Meaning he has a Chumrah to go along with this Kula. Lest you think, is it? That let's say, you know, the example I gave you before, it's scalding hot water in a klisheni, then a klisheni is mevashal everything. It's mevashal everything, kli rishon is mevashal. It's only when, if Yad Soledes says at 114, and Yad Nichves, you burn yourself, I don't know, at what temperature do you burn yourself? I'm sure you can Google it. Let's say 200. Let's say you burn yourself at 200. Not kreisos shel tinok nichnis bo. An adult, an adult's hands would be nichnis bo. So 200 degree water in cliche is mevashel also. So if you're only, if you're in that window between Yad Zaledas and Yad Nichves, then you can put everything in a cliche except for those items that are specifically identified in the Gemara. Who disagrees with the Chazon Ish? Mishabura seems to disagree with the Chazon Ish. And the truth is, it's not just Mishabura. You know, I was always biased toward the Chazon Ish because Rav Shechter holds like the Chazon Ish on this. So you'd always say, nah, things are not Kalei Bishul. Mishabura thinks everything's Kalei Bishul, then not everything's Kalei Bishul. Truth is, there are Rishonim that say this way pretty explicitly. The Yerayim says pretty explicitly in Siman Reish Ayin and Dalit, I'll read you his Lashon. Hilkach Yizar Adam Shlola Hachnas B'Shabbos Shum Davar B'Kli Sheini. Don't put anything in a Kli Sheini. Why? She'ein Anu B'Kiyim B'Dvarim Rachim B'Kashim. Meaning? We don't know. Anything could be. The smag losa se samchei umi klisheni shakasav domesh tofes ikur diyesh dvarim shemisbashlim af beklisheni kedamri leel the melech beklisheni nami b'sheila ve'ein anu b'kiyim b'dvarim akalim lisbashel v'roi lahachmir b'kulon. That's pretty explicit. You have to be machmir everything. Everything might be kalei abishel. So yeah, Mishabura says in the Sifkat Membeis, but we can't really blame the Mishabura, right? If you look in Sifkat Membeis, Vasalitin Pas, Hosbza Dinacher, Vatam Disfilu Deazu, Dieshvarm Shemazvash Mafil the Klisheni, Veshim Rakim. There are certain things that are cooked even in the Klisheni. Vein on the Bakim! And meaning, what's he assuming? Why can't you put bread according to the Shulchan Aruch in the Klisheni? Not because the Shulchan Aruch knows that bread is Kalei Abishul, but because
we're not.
Right. He doesn't know that it's not Kalei Abishul. And until proven otherwise, everything might be Kalei Abishul. If I were to ask you right now, T, in a cliche, no, what do you say? What does it depend on? If T is Kalei Abishul, because it's Dabar Rach, right? So then for sure T is also in a cliche, right? There are two other possibilities. One possibility is that tea is in the category of every other food. May or may not be. Meaning there are three ways to categorize things, the way we just set it up. There are foods that we know are for sure not Kalei Abishul, like tavlin and ox meat, right? There are foods that we know for sure are Kalei Abishul, the way the Rambam said it. Any davar rach. And then there's everything else. On the two extremes, there's no doubt. In the middle is where you have Machlokas Chazon Ish and everybody else. A Chazon Ish Mishnah Berurah, I should say. I'm not calling it Chazon Ish Mishnah Berurah. So, Nu, can you make an argument for T in any of these three categories? I can make an argument for all three categories. Nu, make an argument that T is in the category that is absolutely Kalei Abishul. Look at it. It works. It works in the klishlishi. It works in cold water. It works. It works. And they're so thin and the teeny and the tiny. Of course it works. It's got to be Kalei Abishul. Okay? Make an argument that it's in the other extreme, that it's not Kalei Abishul. Tavlin. What does tavlin do? It flavors the water. Right? That's all you're doing. Right? That's what tea does. So maybe tea is a tavlin. And it's definitely not Kalei Abishul. What's the third possibility of tea? It's like every food. I don't know, it's not tavlin, but it's also not Kalei Abishul. It's like any other food. In which case, it's a machlokas Chazon Ish Mishabura. Savil Chumra is a certain way of passing. But that it's a machlokas Chazon Ish Mishabura.
Why wouldn't
Because he's not Mesupak. You're Mesubak, it doesn't mean the Chazon Ish is Mesubak. Right? So, Chazon Ish is not talking about tea. I'm just saying Chazon Ish is general Ashita. If we were to put tea in that category, right?
Yeah. Well, don't said that
if you held like Rosh Hashanah L'chora, T would be Kaleibish. Right? L'chora would be Kaleibish. Can I put milk in my coffee on Shabbos? I know it's like destroying the coffee or whatever, but like, you do? You put milk in? What? Nechol Kamoshul Chai, but we're machmir there. What? So I'm putting in hot cliche. Is milk Kalei Abishal? Might be. Right? Might cook in a cliche. It's not shemen. What? So there's a big hetter we have with milk. What's the big hetter we have with milk? It's pasteurized. And if it's pasteurized, it's mavushal. Ein bishal achar bishal.
So is it tainted by wine?
By wine? But the severity of the Yisurim and the number of Shailas and Sveikos are different. Meaning over here you have the possibility that it's not Kalei Abishal, and right, you have everything else also. And then by the time you finish mixing it, it's not Yatzoledas either.
Yeah.
Yes. But at least to be mitzarif the shita, that meaning the Ramah holds, very good question, but the Ramah holds that the Ikra didn't really Abish Lachavish. So since that's the Ikra didn't, plus it's only cliche to begin with.
So do Sparta not do it then?
Do they wait to put it in a klishlishi before it could be? I mean, there are, like Rabbi Riviat recommends, whenever you make tea or coffee on Shabbos, always use a klishlishi and then you'll be safe. We'll get to a klishlishi, not today. We're not going to get to klishlishi today. By the way, do we have enough sharaf here?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what page is on. But I'm pretty sure that in Nefesh HaRav, it's like the subway race at Yankee Stadium. You know? Okay. I have more to say, but okay. There's a mafteach in the back of Divrei HaRav. Maybe I should look there. Oh, wait. No. How do you spell T in Hebrew? Really?
Yeah.
Tei b'Shabbos. Here we go. Page Kuf Ayin.
Tough.
B'mishnah Berurah Siman Shin Yud Ches Sif Katan Lamed Tes Hei Vidas Kama Min Achronim Lahachmir Shelo La'asos Tei Afilu B'Kli Sheini V'Rabbeinu Amar B'Zeh Halashon Shahasaba Shelo Hayim Medaktek B'Mitzvos V'Yim Mishtamish B'Sakiyot Tei B'Kli Sheini V'Afu Hayim Noig Achrov L'Hakel B'Zeh. He said, my grandfather was Medaktek B'Mitzvos. I don't know if you knew this about the Rav's grandfather. He was a medaktik b'mitzvahs. And he would make tea in a cliché. So I was very intrigued by that when I first saw this. I asked Rav Schechter, which grandfather? He had two. Rav Chaim, and he said both. He said both Rav Elia Prajner and Rav Chaim used to make tea in a cliché. So I said to Rav Schechter, do you do that also? He said, only when I'm thirsty for tea. So now why would you hold that you can make tea? So I'm not sure. He doesn't explain why. It could be because they held it to Tavlin, or it could be because they just held like the Chaznish, that it's like every other food, and therefore you don't assume that it's Kalei Abishal. So it doesn't say explicitly. I should ask Rosh Hashanah that question. It doesn't say explicitly why. What's kedai to do? I would recommend at some point today take a look at that long Mishnah Brura about tea. Right, what was it? Lamates. Yeah, take a look at that long Mishnah Berurah about tea. It's worth going through that Mishnah Berurah about tea. And I guess what we have left to do tomorrow is Iroi Kli Rishon, where we already saw the critical Tosfos about Iroi Kli Rishon, about ladles, and about Iroi Kli Sheni, Kli Shlishi. Maybe we'll talk about making Starbucks via coffees, because I make those every Shabbos. So. Okay, so we have our work cut out for us, Brother Shabbos.